No.
Well, what do you call just a lot of old worthless stuff? Or maybe a chair that has a broken leg that you don't want to throw away because you think you might fix sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You said that's just an old piece of what?
I might say junk.
Well, and where would you store stuff like that? Would you have a room for that kind of stuff?
Well, I think you should. If you're going to keep things like that, you should have a room like that. If you're not going to... Well, one thing about it is there are people can repair these things now, but a long, long time ago, they didn't have a lot of people that could do all this mending and repairing because they used pegs to hold things together.
Well, where would you put your...
Before they had nails and all this stuff to nail it.
Where would you put junk then?
In a junk room, in a junk house. I said people who had junk houses, they call it a junk house. And they store all the things that they're not going to use it. And maybe out there they might have the nails and the things like that. Saw, some, you know, in some place you can keep your saw, all your tools.
Would they have something to hit the nails with?
Well, a hammer.
Keep that out there too?
Yes, because a lot of people keep that junk house as locked.
So you call it the place where you keep all your tools outside of junk house.
A junk house. Mm-hmm. And well, keep it and put a lock and key on it.
Tell me about the kind of work you do every day, you know. You say that every day you do what to the house?
Well, it depends upon the weather. If it's warm weather and all like that, I may just sun the bedding. And if it isn't, you just make your bed up and... vacuum. I don't vacuum every day. Most times I have my grandkids to come and vacuum on the weekend for me, and I may just run a vacuum around the hall or something like this in this room. But I don't do it every day. Too old for that stuff. I'm taking it easy.
Well, doing that kind of stuff, you say that...
Your housework, doing your house cleaning. Your housework.
So you say that you clean or what?
You clean house. Mm-hmm.
And what do you use... in the kitchen where you don't want a vacuum, you use a...
mop?
Or
a mop.
Do you do anything before you mop?
Well, you've got sweep room and all, and then you have a special bucket and a mop to a cotton mop. I usually buy my mops from Lighthouse and the Blind. They make the best mop and the best brooms. I buy my brooms. I have a broom here I bought from them 3 years ago. Lighthouse or the Blind, they make them.
Where do you keep your broom?
I use stand it in the... I have a little closet in there. I can stand it in there. I put it in the corner.
If you put it in the corner and you open the door, where do you say it is? In relation to the door, you say it's...
the... in the corner, by the door. Well, I don't have anybody to tell it because nobody here but me.
Well,
or my husband.
If I stood a broom in that corner over there,
mm-hmm,
and opened the door and I said... You said, where's the broom? I'd say...
behind the door.
And what about your clothes? How do you take care of your clothes? You have to do the... what?
Laundry. I have to do the laundry, yeah. You have to do the laundry.
When you were a child, did people do anything special on Monday?
Yes, indeed.
What was that?
That was doing the laundry. They're washing on Monday. Everybody more or less had... when I was a kid, Mondays, every house you went to, it was washing. That's right.
What about the anything done on Tuesday? Anything special done then?
Well, a lot of times, some people would if you washed on Monday, and had quite a few clothes, they'd wait in front of the iron on Tuesday, get them out of the way and put them away, you know, where they won't lay around the house. Because in those days and time, they didn't have baskets, no, they didn't have clothes hampers.